This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, Matt. Great to chat to you on the podcast today.
Hi, Zoe. I feel like it's been a very long time since I was last on the podcast. Seems like ages.
Yeah, it does actually. Well, it's this lovely warm weather we've been enjoying. I just thought it'd be really great to talk about beaches and all the best beaches to visit from Birmingham.
Yeah, why not? Well, one of the joys of being in the Midlands is we're, you know, so centrally located. Clue is in the name there. So yeah, lots of beaches, surprisingly short journeys away.
Well, that's it. I think we always think of us being landlocked and, you know, nowhere near a beach. But actually, there are some that are within easy driving distance, which makes them great for a day out or a holiday. Because a lot of people are doing staycations now rather than going abroad. So I think it's really useful to know the best places to go.
Yeah, well, there's lots of wonderful places, and we're going to run through them in this episode.
I think often people think when from Birmingham, they think they've got to go to Western or Rhyl, somewhere like that. But actually, it's the tucked away beaches that are some of the best to go to. So we're going to talk about some that you might not have heard of before, or you might not have visited.
Amazing stuff. So for those that don't want to travel, say, right to the end of Cornwall or right up to the top of Scotland, where's kind of, you know, an hour and a half away, somewhere nice and quick and easy for people to get to?
Well, you'd think, Matt, that you wouldn't be able to reach a beach within 90 minutes from Birmingham. But actually, we have some amazing lakeside beaches that are inland and still give you that whole beach vibe. One that opens for the summer season is Rutland Water Beach. So it's in Leicestershire. It's this most gorgeous lake where you can swim. You can actually have your own barbecue there. And what's more, it's free to use. So you just have to pay to park, which is brilliant. There's also a cafe. You can go and do mini golf. There's an adventure playground. And there's a nature reserve there where you might actually see osprey if you're lucky enough.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, also, if you want to make a day of it, there's an aqua park there. And there's also a laser tag adventure. Obviously, you have to pay to do those, but it makes a full day of it. It does tend to get very busy at weekends because obviously people love the idea of a beach in Leicestershire. Mm-hmm. But it is open on weekdays too, so well worth knowing about.
There you go, one for the summer holiday for sure. Is there anywhere else that we're fortunate enough to have on our doorstep?
Yeah, so in the opposite direction, we can go down to the Cotswold Country Park and Beach. Again, another beautiful lakeside setting. The Cotswold Country Park is a series of different lakes and one of them has a beach. So that's about a 90-minute drive down the M5 from Birmingham. Again, it's free to use. You just have to pay for your parking. They do advise that you book in advance because it can get quite busy. It's lovely sandy beach, so you can build sandcastles, you can sunbathe, you can swim in the lake, and you can even hire a pedalo, which is fun. There's also a big aqua adventure park there. Again, you have to pay to use that. It just makes it a really good fun day out.
Yeah, sounds like there's loads going on there. And obviously the Cotswolds is just a beautiful place itself as well, isn't it? So there's lots else that you can do around there as well.
Yeah, you could make a weekend of it really and visit some of the little villages around there. It's really, as you say, really pretty.
That's it. So what about for families that are maybe prepared to go a little bit further away, maybe say 2 or 3 hours away from Birmingham? So, you know, still possibly close enough for a day trip or maybe a longer weekend. Where would you recommend going, Zoe?
Well, I don't know about you, Matt, but I remember when I was younger, getting up at like 5 o'clock in the morning because you were going to hit the beach for the day. And it's just such an exciting thing, especially for kids. And these are the places that you can do that because you could actually get there and back in a day without having to feel like you're spending hours in the car. So it's hard to believe, but we actually have got a 7 mile long sandy beach that's just 2 hours from Birmingham.
Wow.
So it's a stretch of sand that runs between the towns of Burnham-on-Sea and Breen, which is in Somerset, just down from Bristol. So you can just, again, it's just down the M5. It's not that much further on from the Cotswold Country Park and Beach, to be honest. But what's nice is it's got a real seaside feel. So there's a pier, there's a cinema, there's a traditional seaside promenade. And it's got sand dunes, really unspoilt sand dunes. So it's lovely for bird watching. If you want to go into the little town of Breen Ansburn on Sea, you'll find that there's a really lovely vibe there. A lot of the shops and the buildings and the pubs date back to Victorian times, and there are a lot of independents there. So you can go and have dinner at a cider farm restaurant, and you can go to Minnie's Crafts and pick up souvenirs and things. So it just makes it a really nice day trip.
Right then, so for those that maybe aren't looking for something as kind of as busy as, say, Breen or Weston, where can families go when they maybe want something a bit more sheltered, a bit more secluded?
So the most sheltered beach in North Wales is Llanbedrog, which is what the Visit Wales Tourist Board says. It's a beach in Gwynedd. It's been named the third best in Wales by the Times Best Beach Guide, and it's only just over 3 hours from Birmingham. It's set on the Lynn Peninsula and is south-facing, which makes for relatively warm swimming, or at least as warm as it can be in the UK.
I was going to say, not something we normally associate with swimming in the British coasts.
Exactly. So although it's quiet, there is still a shop and a cafe and a toilet. And the nice thing is that the beach is actually dog friendly all year round, because there's so many beaches where you can't take your dog on throughout the summer. The only stipulation is that from April until the end of September, the dog needs to be kept on a lead until beyond the beach huts. And this beach is really pretty because it has those brightly coloured beach huts. It just spells British seaside resort. And that's just, it makes a great base for your day, really. So you can put everything into the beach hut and enjoy your day. The area is managed by the National Trust, so you just need to remember to take money for parking.
So we've had some amazing beaches there already, Zoe. Now, what do we do if, for instance, you have children that might need more entertaining than just making sandcastles or playing in the sea, say if there's families that are looking for more activities to do?
Yeah, there's some great places. So I don't know if you've ever been to Conwy Castle, Matt, but it's a beautiful place and the whole area is absolutely stunning. And you can actually go and explore the castle. You can walk around the circuit of the battlements. It's got 8 towers that you can go and explore. If you go up there, you've got beautiful views over the Conwy Harbour and right out to the mountains of Snowdonia into the distance. Any child who's got that kind of imagination and creativity, who loves being in an environment like that, it's perfect, because you can also go onto the beach and enjoy that. The town itself is set within walls. It's a walled town. It's a 1.3 kilometre ring of walls. So there's real narrow streets for exploring. It feels really different to being in Birmingham. And what's really good there is that they host an annual pirate festival. It happens every May. It's got pirates, a ship with cannons firing, gunpowder. There's a smuggler's market and just loads of fun and games to enjoy.
There we go. Loads going on.
Yeah, and that's nice because that festival is actually free. So it might be worth noting it in your diary. But even if you go on a non-piratey day, there's still loads to see and do there. I think it's really nice to wander around a harbour and listen to the tinkle of the boats and just choose which one you would have if you had the money.
That's it, yeah. If I won the lottery.
Yes. Yeah. You can also mooch around all the little independent shops and go for lunch in a really cosy old inn, or take a picnic and sit on the beach.
Excellent stuff. Now, I hear there's something on offer for those that are feeling brave.
Yes. So there's a haunted lighthouse beach. It's the Point of Ayre Lighthouse, and that's actually the oldest lighthouse in Wales. It dates back to the 18th century, and it sits right on Tallaca Beach. which means you can actually stroll right across to it when the tide's out. You just obviously have to keep an eye on the tide because you might end up having to swim back.
Yeah, we do not recommend that on the Brummie Mummies
no,
podcast.
No, we do not recommend that at all. It's only 2.5 hour drive from Birmingham, which is great. But the reason it's haunted, there's been lots of ghost stories about this place. Rumour has it that a man dressed in old-fashioned clothes has been spotted at the top of the lighthouse looking out to sea. So you'd have to be feeling brave, really, to go and explore it, I reckon.
There you go. One not for the faint-hearted.
No. And what's good about this stretch is that it's really a really long stretch of beach, so it never feels crowded. You always feel like you've got plenty of space there. And it's really good for wildlife as well. It's got big sand dunes, which are known for natterjack toads. And they get their names from being really, really noisy. So you, apparently, during the breeding season, you can hear them for miles around, they say.
Wow.
So that's that'd be fun to go and see if you can spot or hear a natterjack toad.
Blue Flag Awards are given to beaches that have high water quality, good facilities, and are well managed. So, do we have any blue flag beaches close to Birmingham, Zoe?
Yeah, so the closest blue flag beach to Birmingham is actually Prestatyn Central Beach in North Wales. It's just 2 hours and 20 minutes from Birmingham. And it's got 4 miles of golden sand and a Victorian high street where there's some lovely independent shops. It's ideal for sandcastle building, sunbathing and beach games. As you say, the Blue Flag Awards are there so that you know if you're going to drive for 2 hours and 20 minutes that it's going to be worth it. So it's always worth having a look at the Blue Flag Awards. We've got lots within about a 3 hour radius of Birmingham, but this one happens to be our closest one. It's always safe places as well. So there's normally lifeguards on Blue Flag beaches. So there are lifeguards here from mid-May to early September. Where there's a, like a zone, swimming zone for children, flagged off as a swimming zone. It just means that everyone can relax really and enjoy the day. And the beach is only 1/2 mile from the town centre, which is full of cafes, pubs and shops. We'd say to try out the little cheesemonger shop, which is known for its award-winning cheeses. Great to pick up and take back to eat on the beach. There's also different shops for gifts and clothes and jewellery, and a very old-fashioned sweet shop as well, which would take you down memory lane.
Now, we're venturing a little further afield now. So, Zoe, why don't you run us through some beaches that are maybe, say, 3 to 4 hours away? So still a doable drive, but you'd maybe want to spread this one out over a few days, I think, wouldn't you? I don't think you'd be day tripping a 4 hour trip.
No, but it's really good to know of places that you can go on holiday during the school holidays or for long weekends, especially over the bank holidays. And there's actually a beach, Aberporth in Ceredigion. So this is a coastal village that's really well known for dolphin spotting. There's even a big dolphin statue on the headland because that's a good point to go to watch out for dolphins swimming in the sea. They're bottlenose dolphins that are in this area.
Wow.
There's two little sheltered beaches here and it's just really pretty little places to go. You can go on boat trips to go and see the dolphins. But it's worth just spending a little bit of time on the headland and just looking out. There's also seals to look out for there as well. And this was another beach that was named as a Blue Flag winner for 2023. Again, it's just got excellent water quality, so it's a really nice place to swim. And it's a cove, so it's sheltered by rocks. So, you don't need a windbreak. The sea gently slopes away at Darwin Beach, which is just a few steps from the car park. Again, there's lifeguards there. There's lots of rock pools that get full of creatures when the tide goes out. There's lots of lovely natural things to enjoy there.
So it seems to be ticking all of the beach boxes.
Yes, even a beach cafe where you can get ice cream. And then did you know that we have one of the best beaches in the world, which is just 3 hours from Birmingham?
Now, that's a very bold statement, isn't it? One of the best speeches in the world.
It is. So the Times compiled a guide to the best beaches across the globe. They included 42 beaches. And as you would imagine, there was the White Sands of Barbados in there. There was St. Lucia. There was the Bahamas. And then there were three that were in the UK. And one of them happened to be Holcombe Beach in Norfolk. It's just a beautiful, dreamy beach. It's full of unspoiled golden sands, wide open landscapes. Obviously, Norfolk's known for being very flat. So you can just see for miles and miles under these massive skies. Just stunning. And yeah, you can just get there from the M6, along the M6. It's about a 3.25-hour drive. It even boasts its own lagoon at a very high tide. So it's just a stunning place to go. You might actually recognise it. It's been used in the closing scenes of the film Shakespeare in Love. The moment when Gwyneth Paltrow walks across the beach, that's actually Holcombe at low tide.
There you go. So Barbados, St. Lucia, the Bahamas and Norfolk.
Yes. And why not, eh? I think one of the things that makes it really special as well is it's got one of the biggest nature reserves in the country. So you'll find all kinds of different birds and just things to explore. There's a pine forest behind the dunes, which can be really lovely and shady when it's hot. There's no lifeguard on this beach. It is kind of a bit more remote. And it's a fair walk from the car park to the beach. So it's well worth packing a picnic to save you having to traipse back to the car. But there is a cafe there. And because it's such a great place for wildlife, there are two bird watching hides as well. They do say it's best to check the tides before you visit because it can really make a difference to your trip.
Now, a lot of the beaches that we've mentioned here, you kind of have to drive to from Birmingham. So what about those families that don't have access to a car? Is there any beaches that you can visit via train?
Yes, there are. In fact, we have a beach guide that we share on our Birmingham Mummies Facebook page and on the Birmingham Live website. And we try to put in how to reach each one by public transport as well. It's not always that easy, though. Sometimes you can get so far and then you have to change trains and you have to get on a bus. It can take a while. But there is one beach that's particularly great to get to from Birmingham by train because you can actually get a direct train from Birmingham New Street to Barmouth. And the train station is just a few minutes from the actual beach, which is great. It takes 3.5 hours to get there. But then the beach is literally a 3-minute walk. So it could be quite a relaxing day trip, really, just to spend some time on the train and then have some fun on the beach.
Yeah, 100%. Sounds brilliant.
And as, you know, so many Brummies know, Barmouth is a great beach. It was named in the Times Best Beach Guide for 2022. It's got beautiful, breathtaking views of Cardigan Bay and the picturesque harbour. And it's got that little land train that runs up and down the promenade, which is really sweet. You can do traditional donkey rides, go on the swing boats and check out the amusement arcades. So it's a much busier beach than some of the ones that we've been mentioning beforehand.
Well, there you have it. I mean, that is a snapshot into some incredible beaches that are, you know, the majority of which are kind of a day trip away, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it just shows that we have such beautiful places to visit right on our doorstep. And often it's a case of looking at the really popular beaches and what's next door to them. That's how to kind of get off the beaten track, really, and see the more hidden away places that are, you know, you can just go have your own adventure and you don't need all of the stuff of the resort. Those are the kind of places that I like to go to.
Yeah, 100%. Well, thank you, Zoe, for talking us through all of those amazing options.
You can read our full beach guide and lots more information about all the beaches that we've mentioned and many more on the Birmingham Live website and on the Brummie Mummies Facebook page. Brummie Mummies is a Laudable production. You can download or stream new episodes every fortnight on all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify and Apple. Be sure to follow Brummie Mummies on social media and sign up to our free newsletter. We also have a great guide to days out around the Midlands, which you might want to check out too. See you next time.